Hello, Podlers. Coming up, well, you have been warned.
Things I've ever heard in my life, right? And if we can get him... Is that Andy? If you're listening, Andy, if you're listening, right, please, come on, man. I know you're busy. I know you've got stuff going, but please, 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 because the nation need to hear your weirdness. I beg... Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, hashtag Storm Dara looked pretty rough over the weekend.
Certainly
in many
did.
Parts of the UK. I saw a great video of a dog with floppy ears hanging down, and they used his ears as like a windsock to measure the strength as the ears flapped in the wind. It was
Love
amazing.
It.
And it also meant one great thing, one positive thing to come out of it, is the return of Big Jet TV.
Yes.
This was massive a few years ago. I mean, it's the original and the world's favourite aviation channel on YouTube, connecting real aviation fans across the world, and it's all live. That's how they sell it.
They need to pay for
Sorry, Hannah. Sorry, yeah. And when it's windy and they're watching planes land at Heathrow, I mean, it's like people are flocking to watch it. Suddenly their viewer numbers go through the roof. And there's some great bits of commentary because they sort of turn quite partridgey as they watch the planes wobble and just safely land or just go back into the sky again. This is one of the best clips from the weekend.
Can I just say I rest my case on that one now? Did you see the single? It's Great Wyber!
I'm not sure windscreen wipers would have made much difference in the weather, though, to be fair. But
I don't like these freeloaders who only get involved in Big Jet TV when there's a big storm.
You're there throughout the year.
When I was 10 years old, I'd listen to my dad's old Big Jet TV records.
It's great. People should watch it year-round, to be fair. It's not fair. The other story this morning is it comes from an Instagram feed called Inside Dutch Culture. And for some reason, this cropped up on my feed. I don't know why. And it's a story about a man who had a...
Why did that crop up on your feed?
I've got no idea.
Okay.
A man who had hip surgery, right, a couple of years ago. And he woke up, and because of the anaesthesia used in the hip surgery, he couldn't stop laughing. It was a weird side effect. And there's an interview with the man and his wife from a popular Dutch TV show called Man Bijt Hond, which is very big in...
Close to the bone there, mate.
That's how it's pronounced. I mean, I can't remember.
Is that how it's pronounced, though, Matt?
It really is. Any Dutch listeners out there can verify that for me. This clip is all in Dutch, right?
Yeah.
But you'll hear his wife talking about how annoying it is that he can't stop laughing. And then you'll hear the bloke laughing. So here it is.
Is het niks?
Nee, hij lacht alleen maar.
Ik mag niet alles zeggen eigenlijk.
Nou, zeg maar.
They just sat around the table.
Geen verschil. Nee, hoor.
Maar het enige wat je doet is lachen.
He's got such a lovely face.
It's the most Dutch. Like, you can tell he's Dutch from the laugh alone.
Yeah.
He sounds like Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course. It's amazing. He's got such a lovely, happy face. It's a nice thing to come out of such a horrible piece of surgery.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it? And we hope, at least we hope that's what they're talking about. To be fair, we haven't translated it, so...
Yes.
We hope that's what they're talking about.
Oh, you haven't
about.
Translated that?
No.
So you have no idea what's being said in that?
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. So, apologies to any Dutch listeners if you've been offended, but we just don't know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are now 9 days into December and therefore 9 days into Whamageddon, the object of which is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. Matt Dicer, for example, got whammed very, very early on.
Day one.
Taking simply. His daughter for her birthday to the theatre. Could anything be more pure? And then bam... Welcome to rickshaw land, my friend. Arrivederci. You've been whammed. As I say, the challenge started on the 1st of December. It ends on midnight on Christmas Eve. Only the original version of the song counts, so you can listen to covers and remixes. The moment you hear the song and recognise it, many of you out there, as I'll go to prove with one correspondence we've had from a listener by the name of Natalie, you kind of try and fool yourself into thinking you haven't been whammed. It was only a little bit. It's just a tiny bit. I mean, it wasn't...
Didn't even recognise it. Really.
Yeah, I mean, but you know you've been whammed deep down. And finally, you can't deliberately wham somebody. I went for lunch with some friends on Friday, and one of them had contacted the other and said, change your ringtone to Wham's Last Christmas, and during lunch, I'm going to ring you, and that way Dave will be out. And I said, well, A, thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas to you. Gary, Tim, Merry Christmas, boys. And secondly, you can't deliberately wham me out. You're invoking rule number five.
Classic use of rule number five.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the ambition. I mean, asking someone to change their ringtone and then calling them and they were just going to, like, not acknowledge it at all. So they were just going to, like, he was going to go, oh, hang up, I can't take this after we've had lunch. I mean, awful, isn't it?
Horrible.
Dave, says Natalie, who I mentioned just now, today I got whammed. I had been so careful on Instagram Reels, having the volume on mute. I was safe on a reel and turned the volume to listen to it. I then proceeded to scroll to the next reel without turning the volume off. Then I heard it quickly, scrolled on, hoping I hadn't, but, you know, deep down, I knew I'd been whammed.
It's over.
This happened on the 7th. I went back to that reel to read the comments, and beneath, so many people were using the crying face emoji as they'd been whammed as well. They're all taking part in this, Natalie. So there's a few things to, like, look how careful Natalie was being. That's how you kind of try and stay in, is if you're going to jump on Instagram, you've got to mute your phone. Yeah. You've got to mute your
phone muted at all times. And it's really satisfying going on Instagram when you know you haven't got the volume up, because you go, it could be anything. I watched the entirety of the music video the other day on mute.
Did you?
And I was like, yeah, the power I wield right now. Imagine if I just pressed up once on volume.
Oh, you mean of Wham's last Christmas?
Wham's, I watched the whole of it.
Oh, look at the danger in him. Game.
You can enjoy the video for what it is. Because it's a great video, isn't it?
It is, on its own. Visually, it's a masterpiece. You know, you haven't got to necessarily listen to the song.
I found it one of the great silent movies of our time.
So we were talking about rule three here. You can listen to covers. We have a very special bespoke cover just for us here on The Breakfast Show, and therefore you out there. I've played it a couple of times on the show last week, but you guys may have missed it. Basically, star of The Social Ammunition, Fernando Oufre, a.k.a. Cartman, has done this for all of us out there. Enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And giving it a go this morning in Norwich, we have Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Mark loves the main station and has scored 3 out of 5 whilst playing along wherever he is around this time of the morning. But now, Mark, things have changed because you are playing for real. Let's spin the random player generator and see who you're playing alongside.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Oh, it is a free choice. Ooh. We have a full complement of players for you, Mark. Would you like to play alongside Matt, Anna or Glenn?
I'll play with Matt, I think, please.
Matt Dyson, may I ask the thinking behind that?
What were you thinking?
Well, he's the one that I've got highest with. So,
Which is a three.
That's a pretty good
Which is a three, so you can't really, I can't argue with that. Okay, Matt, time to leave the studio.
All right, good luck.
Oh, he's taking my teacup with him. He's a love. He's a love, thank you. Bye now. There he goes. Okay, Mark.
Yep.
It is time for me to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, the most logical word, a follow-on, an opposite, anything like that. Or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give me, because he is your teammate this morning. And soon I'll welcome him back into the studio. He'll have a new cup of tea for me, which is lovely. And I'll give him the same 5 words. And if he says the exact same thing as you, sir, well, you can have £5,000. So all that remains for me to do is wish you the best of luck. Here we go.
Thank you very much.
Your first word this morning is chestnuts.
Roasting?
Yeah, nice.
There you go. Baseball.
Bat.
Club.
Club biscuit.
He might say that.
No, Matt, if anyone in the world, if anyone else on planet Earth is going to say that, it's Matt Dyson.
It's
good. You're in his mindset, which is lovely. Your penultimate word this morning is frosty.
Snowman?
Yeah. I had reception, which tells you all you need to know about me.
Frosty the.
And finally, oh, the word is weird.
Weird.
Hmm.
Oh, blimey.
Hmm. Indeed. Take your time, Mark.
Weird times?
Weird times.
Nice.
Indeed. I had maybe Weird Science.
Weird Science, yeah, I would have said Weird Science.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of film Matt loved when he was about 12.
Science.
Okay, Mark, you've tackled these. You've tackled these really well. So please remain on the line because Matt Dyson is back in play, and that's happening next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson is now back in the studio. Mark in Norwich, fan of the main station, is ready to play and win £5,000. Mark, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Matt, are you ready?
Yes.
Anna and Glenn, are you ready?
Yeah.
Old Swiss, are you ready?
Yes.
Producer Ellie, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Hypebeast Womble Executive Producer Mark, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, I'm not, okay? Why doesn't everybody ask me if I'm ready? I'm not ready. Okay.
Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah. Mark, yeah! Of course I'm ready. Born ready! Matt Dyson, the first word this morning that I gave to Mark was chestnuts.
Chestnuts?
Yeah.
Roasting.
Yes.
On an open fire.
That's the one.
That's the only one I can think of, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it is the only one. Baseball.
Cap. Which you see more often. You see the cap every day, don't you? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, I hadn't even thought of cap. I thought bat straight away, but
bat straight away too.
Sorry.
Caps are everywhere. The
Mark,
baseball cap is everywhere.
We were all straight off the bat, unfortunately.
Sorry, Mark.
Had his thinking cap on. We'll do the remaining words, though, just to see what the scores are at the end. What have you got for club?
Card.
No, but you're going to like this. Because Mark went for biscuit.
Ah, yeah. That was my second option.
Yeah. Frosty.
Everyone loves a club. Frosty Snowman.
Correct.
Yes.
Weird.
Science.
Yeah.
How well do
I really knew you were going to say it. I don't know what else to say.
We have been hanging out for too long, my friends. Mark went for weird times.
Weird times.
Which is, you know, also
weird
factually
is
correct.
Quite a hard word.
Weird though, is a tough word. Mark, listen, love to you, love to the fam. Thanks very much indeed for tuning into the show. Have a great Christmas when it comes around, and we'll be speaking to you again real soon. Take care.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. This means we are going to be playing 5 words, 5 grand again tomorrow on The Breakfast Show live at 7:30 a.m. If you'd like to have a stab at it, then simply text your name right now to 81215.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
The opportunity has presented itself yet again for you to let your freak flag fly. By completing the sentence, is it weird that I... Now, the number is 81215, and this next one is epic. It landed in my inbox, which is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. I am grateful, I am touched, and I am warmed by what you're about to hear, but there's no denying, given all that, what I've just said... It's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird. It's amazing.
Slightly unsettling in other ways. So this is what we have from Alexandra. Good morning, Alexandra, and thank you for emailing in. She says, Dave, upon attending our daughter's recent parents' evening, full of hope, pride and high expectation, we were encouraged to arrive early and really soak up the children's classroom, admire their work, read their books and look at their personalised pegs, which is, if you don't know, where kids hang their little coats and bags when they arrive at school. Above each of their coat pegs, there's a drawing of family done by each of the kids. All of the kids did lovely pictures of their families. Then we get to our daughter's peg and drawing, open brackets, photograph attached, close brackets. We'll post this out.
Yeah.
We will post it. You have to see it. Is it weird that my daughter drew this under the remit of family. Yes, she chose to draw Dave Berry.
Oh.
Have you seen that? I've posted it on the group. Have a look. Yeah. Her baby sister and brother, though they remain unnamed in the picture, have made the cut, but no one else, just Dave Berry, pride of place and labelled. Yeah. We asked the teacher, why is Dave Berry on Audrey's peg instead of her parents? The teacher had no idea. And as I say, I'm touched and I'm slightly freaked out.
Slightly freaked out. It's got a microphone as well.
Yeah, you're also roughly the same height as her.
Yeah.
She must be really tall.
Well, I thought I was the one with the lovely long green hair in the middle. That's Audrey. I'm the person on the right. But it's true. It's a really beautiful drawing. It's got a little Audrey in the middle and it's got stars all around it. She's written her own name. Then she's drawn a microphone, me, and probably the biggest thing on the whole peg is Dave Berry.
Yeah.
And that is spelt correctly as well. It's really impressive. But I suppose, you know, as a breakfast show presenter, you're like part of the family on the school run in the morning, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it weird that Matt Dyson just said that to you?
Yeah, it is. I hadn't given it much thought. But, Alexandra, thank you for the email. Thank you to Audrey.
You've been
Audrey.
Listed as a lot of people's next of kin on forms.
Yeah,
I guess I'm related.
You seem to be giving a lot of weight of responsibility to this role that I've got here, Matt. Just waffle a bit of nonsense and play the songs. That's why I got involved here. That's what I'm doing. So it's nice to be the pegspiration for Audrey. Thank you for it, Audrey, and thank you, Alexandra, for sending that in. As I say, we will share this with you on the socials. It's well worth a look. It is so sweet. But for now, keep them coming. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, hosted by me, who, according to Matt, is the nation's parent.
Yeah. You're our radio dad, Dave.
Daddy, why are you vomiting all over the studio rug? Hi, Dave and team. Is it weird that I brush my teeth with hot water rather than cold? That's from Sam Truscott in Plymouth. I believe it is. In fact, you know, I could go again all over the studio carpet just thinking about that.
Yeah.
The hot water mixed with the minty
hot minty toothpaste.
No. It's just really, really super grim.
It has to be cold. Ice cold.
You have to let the tap run for a little bit, just get it as ice cold as you possibly can. So we're all in agreement. Sam, weird.
Sam's weird.
Okay, well done, Sam. Congratulations. Dave, is it weird that I have right armpit hair that grows substantially faster than the left side? Have to shave the left side, but the right side, I have to go it weekly. Alison in Bury, thanks.
Oh, wow.
I'd say it's more of a physical quirk.
Yeah, it's quite unique, isn't it?
It's harmless. It's harmless fun. It's harmless, yeah. It's good. I mean, I'd let it go. Just let one side go.
Yeah.
Why not enjoy it? Matt, what about you? Are you going to let the freak frag fly?
Well, is it weird that every time there's something wrong with my car, it feels like it's made up?
Matt wasn't here for a show last week, and I didn't go into it on air because, frankly, I'm just tired. I'm sick and tired of it.
I broke down on the M25.
In the same spot we broke down a few years ago.
Very close. They didn't close the motorway this time, thankfully.
That's because I wasn't there. Like, it's only Matt. Just leave it open.
The radio dad's not with him, so don't bother.
The nation's parents not with him this time. Oh, we don't need to close it.
So, I was stood. Oh, it was horrible. It was a bleak Friday morning, stood in the cold by the side of the entrance.
I know. All jokes aside, I was worried about you, and it is awful.
And like last time, a lot of people were messaging me going, "Oh, is the turbo boost gone again?" Because last time, I had the Volvo and
that
the turbo
fictional
boost
thing that can
went.
Go wrong with a car.
Like, every time it's something new that I've never heard of. Now, this latest one is the timing chain snapped. I mean, a timing chain.
Why do you go back to that same mechanic?
It's not the same one. Sounds like something from a sci-fi film.
Flux capacitor.
Your flux capacitor's gone, mate. Sorry, it's going to cost a fortune to fix it.
Where I'm going, do I need roads? Well, yes, because you're going to be walking home, mate. So hang on, the first time they got you on a turbo boost, and now it's the time continuum chain.
Yes, the timing chain snapped. It synchronises the rotation of the crankshaft and the camshaft, ensuring proper timing, apparently.
And so you got sent back to 1987.
Matt's trying to get his parents back together. So, how did you get in today?
Oh, wow. Oh, I've got a courtesy car from the garage at the moment, but right. I think it's a write-off. It's a write-off.
Oh, I'm sorry
yeah,
to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to cost a fortune.
I was... Oh, no. I am... Whilst horrendous. I'm so sorry to hear that, we'll talk about this off-air.
Yeah.
We are on air. You should have said hoverboard.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Is it weird that I'm so pleased to say, we got him!
Yes.
He's doing it for us, as we say... Hello, Andy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Andy, welcome along to the show. This is truly one of the weirdest texts we've ever received. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Also, as well, there's a real badge of honour in this because every time we do this feature, at one point in the show, things get so weird, we just have to leave it there. And this is very much the leave it there for this week moment. So congratulations on that. So you're cleaning your cafetiere. How are you doing that, Andy?
I don't think it's weird, but in a clean, flushing toilet.
Okay, so Andy cleans his cafetiere in a flushing loo. Talk us through the techers, Andy.
So when I've used the cafetiere, you've got all the granules in there that just make a complete mess of a sink if you put it down the sink and risk blocking it up.
Yeah.
So in a clean, flushing toilet, I just put it under there, tip it all out, rinse it all out, and it's all ready to use again. I do wash it a little bit afterwards. I don't just then use it straight away.
Oh, as long as you wash it a little bit afterwards, that's absolutely fine. That's what I hope the manager would say in that restaurant I was in the other day. Oh, don't worry, sir. We did wash it a little bit afterwards.
It's got quite a good signal for A&E, hasn't it?
So, Andy, when did you first, come upon this new way of cleaning the cafetiere? A new way that I'm sure is going to be sweeping the nation now they've heard it here for the first time. How long have you been doing this for, basically?
Because I've wasted so many minutes, hours, almost rinsing coffee beans down the sink, and it just makes a complete mess, and it's a pain. So one day happened, crossed it and thought, well, why not?
It's brilliant, isn't it?
He was in the loo, he had his joke.
Everyone has himself in the other. Hang on a second, it's an idea here. So you flush the loo, so it's the flushing water's coming down the inside of the pan, and then you just dip the cafetiere underneath. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And tip it out, and then if it's not quite clean, sometimes I have a second flush.
Oh!
God, right.
It is the season to be merry after all, isn't it?
I don't think you should flush it. I think you should just let the next person use the bathroom go, there's something really wrong with that.
There's hundreds of them, but they're tiny. Sorry, let's leave it there. Andy, I feel like I should say never change. Never change. Also, never ever text into the show again. You're not welcome here, Andy. We're leaving the feature there. Lots of love, Andy. Speak to you soon.
Yeah, cheers. Good show, guys.
Take care. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Isn't it always lovely to get a compliment about the show from someone who rinses their cafetiere?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and if you're just joining us, we've had one of the all-time great Is It Weird That I correspondents into the show, and we're so grateful for Andy taking the time to talk to us. A couple of things you need to know. Andy's got back in touch with us already saying, I didn't think it was that weird. I can't believe the response we've got. And secondly, we are definitely calling the podcast Never Have a Coffee at Andy's House. Now, whilst I said we're going to leave it there, I actually think for the first time we need a bit of a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Literally. So here's a couple more that came in. Eloise in Cambridge says, Dave, is it weird that I prefer watching Christmas films any time of the year other than at Christmas? And then a wacky face emoji and a Christmas tree emoji.
Weird. Yeah,
I mean, when you've got young kids, I was watching Polar Express in July.
Yeah, I suppose so. That's a good excuse. But it just doesn't feel right watching a Christmas film in the summer.
I don't even like watching sitcoms that are, like...
Oh, Christmas episode. We save them up until Christmas.
I can't do that outside of December.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's weird. Like, I wouldn't watch a Christmas movie on Boxing Day. I think by then it's all done and dusted for me.
Yeah,
it's all done.
I would watch Polar Express at Halloween just because of their cold dead
died. Yeah,
that's true. It's pretty scary. Yeah. It's pretty scary.
Deb's got in touch. Is it weird that I have to make sure when loading the dishwasher that there has to be a knife, fork and teaspoon in each section to complete the family? To leave a teaspoon by itself would be cruel.
Oh, a little lonely teaspoon. Oh, yeah.
Is it quite time consuming? I mean, just chuck it in there, get it on, right? Yeah, I mean, putting them all in different. Also, you've got to section them up so that it's easier when you unload.
Exactly, yes.
You need to think about unloading, Deb. But thank you ever so much to everybody for sharing their Is It Weird That Eyes. We had the frankly sweet. Thanks to the little girl Aubrey, who has made me the picture on her peg at school, to the downright strange and unforgivable behaviour of Andy in Nottingham. But fear not, Is It Weird That I will be back on The Breakfast Show next week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to The Breakfast Show on your Monday morning, where, as promised, it is time right now to share with you another one of my favourite moments of the year as we head towards the final show of 2024, which, by the way, is going to be on December the 20th. So, when we started doing The Breakfast Show Wrapped, so many of you have been getting in touch, which is so lovely, with some of your favourite moments. And top of the pile is one of the greatest five words, five grand callers of all time. Back in April, the world, including us, on live radio, met listener Yvonne for the very first time. The question is, can you match just five simple words with a member of my Breakfast Show team to win yourself £5,000? And hoping the answer to that question is, yes, Dave, yes, I can. We have Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. My goodness, I am not worthy. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Yvonne. great having you on the show. What an intro.
Liana. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've seen you on The Weakest Link. You were up against Vassos from Virgin, weren't you?
I was, yeah. And I got down to the last three and he bested me and got
you
down to the last
away.
Two. Yeah, well, I had to walk away because I was voted off. I didn't want to walk away. Romesh was literally That's dragging me out. Unfortunately, them's the rules, Yvonne. And the rules of this game are we need to give the random player generator a spin to see who you're playing alongside. Here we go.
You haven't asked me who I want to play again.
Oh. We're going to find out.
Glenn Moore.
Hey. Are you happy with that, Yvonne?
I am happy with that. I've seen him on television as well.
Yeah. Seen you on television as well, Glenn.
So we go, yeah.
On Mock the Week.
Yeah. Thank you for watching it. R.I.P.
Yeah.
To Mock the Week, not to either of us. Like, sorry, that wasn't a threat.
You walk, mate.
Yeah. I liked your Mock the Week until you just walked off. I've been thinking about that during that last song. I could have won Weakest Link if only I hadn't walked off. So my strategy went wrong. I got down to the last three and then I just walked off. I remember the floor manager saying, "Where are you going, Dave? You're in with a chance of winning. You can best Rick Edwards. Get back in." I went, "No." And off into Glasgow I went. Just wandered off into Glasgow. Well, I think what an amazing moment this year from back in April. I think we give Yvonne a round of applause just for being
awesome. I wanted to come back on that.
Let's not go that far, Matt. But she was a real burst of energy that you just won on a weekday morning. So thank you to Yvonne. Of course, didn't match five words in the end, but was a true star of that legendary radio feature.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. The first show of a brand new week is done, and what an incredible show it turned out to be. I have both had my heart touched by one listener and my I-want-to-puke glands touched by another. And you can listen back to the entire thing on demand in the free Rayo app, or, of course, the latest edition of the Daily Podcast is about to become available. The new and improved Daily Podcast, may I add. We've had some jiggery pokery with it, so I think you're going to really like what we've done there. Now, we already know its title. Even though the bell rang a million times today, it is quite simply, Never Have a Coffee at Andy's House. Right, up next, across all nine of our playlists, we will continue the no repeat guarantee and you'll get the details needed to be in the draw in our Christmas cash countdown, which this Friday guarantees to give away £513,000. As for us, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow from 6 a.m., of course. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.